All right, welcome everybody. This is an energy session for the New World Portal, and it is June 3rd, 2024. So today, just as I was saying in the newsletter, I mean, there is this pretty amazing merging of realities that's kind of happening here. And, you know, from the outer landscape, we can say that, you know, it's different views that are coming together to create something altogether different. It's, and we can see that as conflict, you know, arising. We can see that as two different vantage points, two different sides of reality. But what I really want us to pay attention to is the aspects within ourselves. The aspects within ourselves that have different points of view, or aspects of ourselves who have held certain points of view that when, or certain beliefs that when new energy comes in, when new energy emerges, what happens then? You know, do those aspects of ourselves get, do those aspects of ourselves go into some kind of reaction? Are they responding? Are they allowing for change? Are they in fear of change? Because all I can tell you is based on this energetic climate, change, lots of kind of spontaneous and maybe even a little miraculous types of shifts and changes. And so this opportunity that it can, hold on a second, this opportunity to be open to shifts, be open to changes, be open to new ways of experiencing reality, to allow ourselves to have maybe even within ourselves, these two very different points of view. Like there might very well be these higher timelines of ourselves, these higher selves that are clear and coherent and aware and ready and excited and here we go. And equally, there can be aspects of ourselves that maybe have never been seen or heard or valued that says that can feel change happening, change literally present right here, right now. And that's creating a little bit of anxiety, stress, overwhelm. So both of these realities, you might say, are existing within us. And the really amazing thing about June is June, the energy of June brings these two realities within us face to face, and face to face so that that which is uncomfortable within us can be loved and nurtured and supported by that which is already, you might say, playing in those higher realms, higher realities, seeing things from a higher vantage point. As such, June really offers us, literally, maybe for the first time ever, a very practical application of allowing all to exist within us, and allowing all to exist within us with ease and grace, because we know that anything that emerges, whether that is bliss or anger or joy or frustration, knowing that it's all working to the same end, it's all part of the totality. And like I was saying in the newsletter, June is almost like that first dip into this. So forerunners, those who are highly energetically sensitive, you know, it's like the body is picking up this awareness that change is happening, and it's happening right here, right now. And it's not just happening within our own inner worlds, it's happening within the Kyoko Kikiminjin, within creation itself. So we're gonna really shift into this place today of all that is arising, really beautifully working on our behalf, really beautifully working for the greater good of our own human experience, working towards that or working with that highest timeline. And recognizing right here, right now, that highest timeline, does not represent a separation from quote unquote lower timelines. Higher timelines include all aspects of self. It's a higher timeline because it includes all other timelines. There is no exclusion of higher and lower here. That's the old separation model. And that is absolutely not where we are playing. And it's absolutely not what June avails us of. It's a higher timeline. It's emerging of all realities. Seeing it all from a much broader vantage point. So let's go ahead and support all of the aspects of self to flow with as much ease and grace as possible, to flow in a wholeness or a oneness state. So everything is allowed, everything is valued, everything is seen and heard. And as such, everything is supported, everything is loved. Okay, so with this is our intent. Let's see what wants to happen here. Whew, there we go. Okay, so let's sit right back into our hearts, or step right back into our hearts. Let's step back into that stillness. And the first thing that we're going to play with here is really a perceptual shift. Again, instead of an either or, this is a both and. Instead of exclusion of certain aspects of ourselves or certain aspects of current reality, we're including everything. Everything is included. That all aspects of ourselves are included. That all aspects of reality are included. Because we are attempting to fix them or change them, but because from that higher vantage point of inclusion, we can witness all of it. Okay, so let's bring in. Okay, everybody breathing into the heart. There's lots of energy moving. This is a perceptual reorientation, you might say. We're bringing in everything. All those hidden aspects of self, be they great capacities or deep fears, that the Ayoko command, we're bringing them all right into the center. We're breathing them right into the heart space. Yeah, bringing them all into that one space, that oneness space right in the heart. Exhaling them out 360 degrees. And the way you're showing this to me, it's like we're breathing in all separations. We're exhaling it out into a field of oneness. So everything exists there. Everything can be seen and recognized for what it is. All aspects of self can be valued. Okay, again, right in through the heart space. And exhaling out 360 degrees. Okay, there is a program, let's just call it that. There's a program that's running through the cellular memory. And that program basically says something along the lines of keep aspects of self in separation in order to, one, maintain a particular identity, or two, as some kind of survival strategy. So whether it's for the purpose of maintaining a particular identity or for the purpose of survival, let's clear both of those. Let's clear those programs from the cellular memory. They literally just aren't needed at this point. Your authenticity, your vulnerability, your capacity, your being all that you are, allowing all that you are, is much more empowering, creates much more safety than any old strategy that might have come out of separation programming. So let's pull all of that energy from the cellular memory. This lifetime, multiple lifetimes, this reality, multiple realities. And we'll place all of that in a sphere out in front of us. And we'll go ahead and blue star that sphere, Kyakoka Manjinjua. Spin that whole field to clear. Spin it to clear. You're choosing to transfigure, transmute that old program, that separation program. There we go. Spin it to clear. We'll compress and condense that clear sphere back into that blue star. And we're dropping that blue star right back into our totality or our oneness. Again, we're not separating any energy from that totality. We're simply reorganizing or transmuting it at the Kyakokakeminjinjinjuasam so that it sees from that highest timeline, so it perceives life, reality from a higher timeline. Okay. Again, this merging of realities, this literally moving into oneness or wholeness. Okay, so there's another program that is running. That program is running from the heart down, you might say. So there's a particular program that picks up electromagnetic energy, and you might say it picks up electromagnetic density. Anytime this program picks up electromagnetic density, it triggers the heart. And in the past, what it's done is, let's say there were all these programs running in our lower fields or in those lower chakras, programs of survival, programs of identity that the yoga can mention, Jinjuism, programs around our ability or inability to create, those programs have like an electromagnetic kind of current to them. And anytime those currents were triggered, you might say, the trigger caused a shutting down of the heart, a protection of the heart. So in this energetic climate, as we move through June forward, we want that heart open. We want that heart available to everything and anything, knowing that the heart can meet all aspects of self from the unified field that it was intended to be. So anywhere where there is that electromagnetic, or was that electromagnetic program trigger that automatically shut down the heart, we're pulling that program from the base of the heart and all the way down through the lower energetic fields in the body. It looks like it looks like hardwiring, like a computer that's been hardwired to react in this way. So let's pull all of that from the field. All of that information from the field, we'll place that in a sphere to contain it. Yeah. There we go. And before we even spin this to clear, let's consider that as we clear this particular pattern, it's not that we won't have triggers. It's not that we won't be triggered. It's just that instead of being triggered and seeing it from a, you might say, a lower vantage point or the vantage point of separation, we'll feel the trigger and see it from a higher vantage point, see it from a more unified opportunity or a unifying opportunity. Yeah. Okay, so there we go. Okay, let's blue star that field. Let's spin it to clear. Spin that whole field to clear. Compress and condense that clear sphere into that blue star. And again, we're returning that blue star to our totality. Okay, so as we shift that heart frequency again to be receptive, open, in its capacity, what you're showing me now is, you know, just like we've been having a sun that has been erupting in all kinds of, you know, solar flares. And if you look at that or have seen that imagery of the sun literally erupting, emanating, broadcasting high intensity energy toward us, that they get on planet Earth, that they get I want you to imagine that as these programs that we've worked on so far are shifting, our hearts are looking very much like a sun, very much like a sun that is broadcasting very high frequency information, emanating high frequency information out from that sun, you might say, in the center of the heart. Therefore, activating the Tekyokoka Kamenjin, our own fields, activating the fields of those around us. There we go. Okay, so again, breathing into the heart, exhaling out 360 degrees. Breathing in, exhaling out 360 degrees. So the next thing you're showing me is like, the best way I could say it, it's like a field, an information field of ancestors. Some of these ancestors are coming to show us programs that have played out in the lineage for eons of time. Some of these ancestors are coming right now to show us capacities, that they get capacities within our totality that can now be reclaimed. And again, regardless of if we're seeing past patterning or we're seeing capacity, both enhancing our perception of our totality, both the Kyakoka Kim and Jinjinjua enlivening this new perception of wholeness or oneness at the Kyokoku Kimen Jinjuism. So allowing all of these ancestors, the opportunity to pass the awareness, make us aware of capacities that have been held at bay for eons of time. So most of the time we look at our lineages and we see the shadow aspect of the lineage. And that has kept us very focused on that shadow aspect. But there are also great capacities that have run side by side with any shadows. And so first we're really absorbing those capacities, letting those capacities seep in, you might say. There we go. And by lineage, I don't mean just human lineages. I mean, within your totality, you have multiple lineages. The human one being just one. So all the capacity that comes through human lineage, galactic lineages, your source lineage, all the lineages were returning capacity. Returning to our capacity. There we go. There we go. It's like watching this being fed right into the cellular memory that the Gekko-Kokkim engine Jewism. Remembrance. Remembering. There we go. And equally so from the lineages, we are also pulling forth all shadow elements that can now be seen, can now be heard, can now be valued. We're literally pulling forth that which has been held in separation. To create a real sense of oneness, we're inviting back those shadows that have been held in separation throughout the lineages. Everything that supports our sense of wholeness, totality. There we go. It's like we can't meet something, we can't love something that we don't even know is there. And there's no story here. This isn't about returning the shadow so that we just place it in separation again with blame, shame, and guilt. This is about returning the shadow so that all those capacities that we just brought back from the lineage can meet these shadows with love, compassion, understanding, neutralize those shadows so that capacity and shadow are bringing about a true identity, a true perceptual reality of oneness, wholeness. Yeah, allowing us to hold a both and be strengthened by a both and. Holding the reality of our oneness, not just for moments or hours, but as a way of being, really building that field of oneness so that that is the reality, that is the perceptual sense. That's the experience. Okay, that was a nice. So just as we were having that last little conversation, this, you might say, this rainbow energy came in, not just an arc, but more like being encircled by multiple frequency bands represented as color, multiple information fields. And there's something interesting here that it literally is a circle encircling our human field, so that if you look up, it's color. If you look to the side, it's color. Left, right, down, front, back. No matter which direction you look, there is this arc of color, all of those fields of information, all of that color as one. Yeah, that they as one. We could use the metaphor of the rainbow also being the light at the end of the tunnel, so to speak, or the beauty after the storm. So allowing that whole rainbow field that they get a circular spherical rainbow field, layers upon color, holding, supporting, nurturing that oneness. There we go. There we go. We could also say that it's representative of all the information fields within our bodies, whether that be the crown or the root or anything in between, all being held in oneness, all being held in I'm hearing it like the same regard. There's the same love, appreciation, and acceptance of the crown as there is for the root. Almost so that we could flip ourselves upside down and have the root as the crown and the crown as the root. Yeah. All functioning as one. All in support of connection to co-creation with that they go There's something really miraculous going on here, because whether it's the systems of the body, the organs of the body, the cells of the body, there's a conversation going on today, unlike what I've seen before. Because even within our own bodies, within these systems and the organs and the any realities of our bodies, those, let's say the liver might have had one idea of reality, and the hypothalamus had another idea of reality, and they were in the past. Those energies were held in some form of separation. So just like when we look out in the outer world right now, and you might have, you know, two different perceptions of reality, you know, as far as political stuff or educational things or medical, you know, it's like there are like these realities that have held us in separation externally have also been taking place within our organs and systems. And that's changing pretty significantly right here. So there is connection, communication, co-creation, a oneness, an interface with all of these systems. They're talking to each other. They're communicating. They're interfacing. They're co-creating. They're supporting. They're nurturing. And as more of that goes on, more of that which might need to be nurtured shows up, feels comfortable showing up and saying, I could use a little love too, kind of thing, right? But this is like a huge reorganization of, let's just say, our internal community and all of the aspects of that community. So it's a functional community, a functional internal community where various aspects are all working as a oneness, as a desire to evolve that community. Instead of being in resistance to each other, we can only imagine what the ramifications are of this when we anchor this energy within ourselves. Because again, the outer landscape is always a manifestation of the inner landscape. And so as the inner landscape shifts and multiplies and enhances, it makes sense that that outer landscape would reflect that back, maybe first in a very personal way, and then more and more in a collective way. There we go. Let's see what else here. Okay, again, breathe into the heart space. Breathing into the heart space. Exhaling out 360 degrees. It's like we're breathing in all of the elements, the aspects, the capacities, the things hidden. We're bringing them all in on the same stream. Breathing them all in on the same stream. And as we breathe them all in on the same stream, we exhale them out in support of each other, unified. There we go. So this has very practical applications too, especially when we're holding information, thoughts, beliefs that pit one aspect of ourselves against another. And knowing that we can breathe all aspects into that heart space and exhale all aspects out in support of each other instead of in separation of each other or in conflict with each other. Okay, I have no idea what this is, but it's showing up. So I think this is an implant, is what it looks like. It's in the temporal lobe of the brain. If you were to run your right in front of the ears, if you were to run your fingers right up from from there into where it kind of, there's a little bit of an indent for most of us right there in the temporal lobe, that the Gekko Kekemen Jinjin Juwasam. Right there, there looks like there's these little Gekko Kekemen. They almost look like BBs. They look like very solid spheres, kind of like this matte black sphere. Both sides. We're going to pull those directly out to the left and to the right. Pull that programming out. You might even say this has something to do with being programmed to literally left or right. You know, the division energy. So pull those out. We'll place both of those into the same sphere. And as we blue star those, and spin that to clear, it's almost like that energy is these opposites, you might say, are dismantling and becoming something else altogether. It's as we're spinning this clear, it's like the energy dismantles. It looks like there's a bunch of particles in that sphere, but those particles are, you can't distinguish as that is being broken up. You can't distinguish which particles belong to which side, you might say. So letting that spin to clear, dismantling those implants, and keep spinning it until the whole thing does go to clear so that there is no thing. There we go. And we'll compress and condense that clear sphere into that blue star. And we're going to drop that blue star again, right back into our oneness, our wholeness, our all that isness, our totality, and implode that into billions of frequencies of light. Santa de Kyoko Kikin Jin Jin Jua Santa de Kyoko Kemen Jin Jua Sam. Okay, let's see if there's anything else. So this first tangible experience really beginning to be able to play out, to be known, to be experienced, inclusion. There's not one part of ourselves. There's not one part of our inner community that we want to exclude or that we can exclude and feel whole. And whatever is going on here in June, we're including, you might say, or able to include a whole lot more than we might have been able to include before. And as such, much more feels whole within us, much more capacity is recognized. It's like the difference between thinking that you're love, wanting to be whole, knowing that you're love, knowing that all aspects of self make up our totality. All facets. are what give us the experience of being whole, being one. Gekoka kimin jinjin juasam. Here we go. Okay, let me see if there's anything else here. Kaka kiwiasam tata wikam. Okay, looks good. Looks good. Okay, gekko kimin jinjin juasam tata wikam. All aspects that support our totality now, that support our knowing of our wholeness now. All supports, all realities. Solidifying this perception of wholeness, having that be the experience. There we go. There, right there, right there, right there. Right there. Okay, let's make this matter. Nice and strong. Yep. Nice deep inhale and exhale, everybody. And if you've drifted at all during this process, let's go ahead and start wiggling fingers and toes, stretching arms and legs, rotating your neck, shrugging your shoulders. Yeah, stretch it out, stretch, stretch, stretch. And three nice deep inhalations and exhalations. On that third exhale, we'll breathe our eyes open, breathing our eyes open. And when you're ready, we'll put video on. There we go. Oh. There we go. Oh, wow. You guys rock. That's amazing. Very okay. Let me see, let me see, let me see. Oh, nice. Okay. So again, whether it's between now and next month when we see each other, or now on Thursday when we see each other, literally just witnessing this, witnessing what's arising. It shows up, it can be met. It shows up, it can be met. Or something comes in, and it's a capacity. We're not shying away from that capacity. We're just allowing it to be met. It doesn't matter if it's coming in from a lower frequency, you might say, thought, or whether it's coming in from an awareness or a capacity that we didn't even know we had. Either way, met, met, met. Yeah? Tadegyokokam and jinjinju is some tadegyokam. Okay. Woohoo. All right. Happy June. All right. I'll see you guys next time. Lots of love. Bye.